This is Vocabulary Word Builders. North Coast dictated at 140 words per minute for 5 minutes. Ready. As a boomeranger who grew up in the Midwest and returned to the heartland after a long sojourn on the West Coast, I've missed living near an ocean. I miss taking long drives along the coastal highways with the sight of water extending all the way to the horizon. I miss walking along beaches where the sand stretches for miles. And I miss the little seaside communities where time seems to move as slowly as the tide. Thankfully, the upper Midwest has the Great Lakes, which are as close to oceans as you can get without salt water. The most oceanic stretch of all is where the fingertips of the Michigan Mitten meet Lake Michigan, the largest lake completely within U.S. borders. Whitewashed lighthouses, picturesque harbor villages, mountainous dunes, and unspoiled islands could convince visitors to this region that they're in down east Maine or perhaps on Washington's Puget Sound. That is, unless all the vineyards and fine restaurants make them think they're in Napa Valley. So when an opportunity arose for me to take a 4-day driving tour of the Michigan shore, I jumped on it. My route took me from Alberta on the northwest corner of the Lower Peninsula to Mackinac City at its northern tip, never straying more than a few miles from Lake Michigan. If you can't wait to feel Lake Michigan's sand between your toes, follow signs in Alberta straight to the town beach. Don't be deterred by the unprepossessing storage tanks near the harbor mouth. Stroll south below the towering bluffs, and before long you'll see only sand, water, a few gulls, and perhaps a hang glider soaring overhead. Perched above the beach road and the harbor is the Trick Dog Gallery and Cafe, a one-of-a-kind spot devoted to funky art, tasty foods and drinks, and all things canine. Dogs appear in the tile mosaics framing the doorway and as sculptures on posts in the yard. There are no dogs on the menu, though. Treats include a gooey baked cinnamon pull-apart and an intriguing Cuban sandwich with layers of pork and cheese topped with onions and olive spread. Heading north from Alberta's twin town of Frankfort, State Highway 22 rounds Point Betsy and skirts the shore of Crystal Lake before coming to signs marking the entrance to Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lake Shore. Except for the signs, it's not obvious that you've entered a national park. The preservation of the lake shore has been accomplished piece by piece since its designation over 30 years ago, and many of its highlights aren't visible from the highway. But pass through the town of Empire and detour north on Route 109, and you'll soon find the singular features that make this stretch of lake shore so well worth preserving. Looping through the heart of the lake shore is the Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive, named for the local lumberman who built the 7-mile road in the 1960s and operated it privately as a tourist attraction until his death in 1976. The drive starts out scenic enough, with numbered pullouts that give you the chance to get out of your car and take in the views. But you have to go most of the way around the circuit before the bar is raised from merely scenic to truly spectacular. At signpost number 9, a short trail through the trees leads to a vertigo-inducing sight. A virtual cliff of sand seems to plunge straight into Lake Michigan, 450 feet below. Creep carefully to the edge of the sandy precipice, though, and you'll see that it isn't quite sheer. Looking like a trail of ants, a line of people who made the leaping descent down to the lake plod back up the steep slope. An excited teenager standing near me at the bluff top said it had just taken him 18 minutes to make the climb. Not everyone fares so well. A ranger I talked to a few minutes later told me that the Park Service frequently has to rescue people who can't make their way back to the top. Those who resist the urge to take the plunge down the escarpment will get another chance to test their mettle sandwise just a few miles north at the dune climb. The beauty of the dune climb is that you start at the bottom, which means you can turn around whenever you feel you've gone far enough. That concludes dictation at 140 words per minute.